Our first report and cover story this month looks at the rise of environmental protest group Extinction Rebellion. Known to its members simply as XR, Extinction Rebellion has been making headlines around the world. What is it? What does it want? And how successful is it? What is Extinction Rebellion?
Extinction Rebellion is the fastest growing protest movement in the world right now. It was started by a trio of British eco-activists who believe that the climate and ecological crisis demands radical action. Its first protest was in October 2018, when around 1,000 members gathered outside the Houses of Parliament in London to deliver a declaration of rebellion, which concluded, "We refuse to bequeath a dying planet to future generations by failing to act now." 1 year later, XR has mushroomed into a 200,000-strong movement in 72 countries and is growing fast.
What kind of rebellion do they want?
XR starts from a hard fact. 30 years of campaigning by scientists and environmental groups, such as Greenpeace, have accomplished almost nothing. CO2 emissions are rising, the climate is warming, and biodiversity crashing. Their conclusion is that the only way to force governments and business to take the necessary action is via a massive campaign of disruptive but nonviolent civil disobedience. The inspiration for this is the success of the Indian independence movement under Mahatma Gandhi and the U.S. civil rights movement.
What have they done so far?
In April 2019, and again last October, XR brought London to a standstill for 2 weeks by blocking major roads and occupying bridges. More than 1,700 of the protesters were arrested in October, but that is part of the plan. Once sufficient numbers of ordinary people risk arrest by peacefully breaking the law, and continue to do so, governments surrender. The ideal number of participants, XR says, is around 50,000 people, all disrupting the workings of a nation's capital city.
What do they want?
XR wants immediate, powerful action to stop climate change. First, they want governments to tell the truth about the seriousness of the environmental crisis and declare a state of emergency. Next, they want advanced economies to become carbon neutral by 2025. This target is almost impossible and demands radical change in how we all live, how the economy operates, and whether it benefits high finance or the common good. XR's founders are fundamentally anti-capitalist, even if many supporters are not.
How successful are they?
Massively successful. Firstly, XR has mobilized large numbers of people across the social spectrum, including many who have never joined a protest. After their April 2019 protests, Britain declared a climate emergency, fixing a national carbon-neutral target of 2050. This is 25 years later than XR wants, but still a victory, as Britain was the first major economy to set a target. And in Britain's 2019 general election, a quarter of voters placed climate change among their top three political concerns, compared to just 10% during the election of 2017.
How has XR grown so fast?
Before starting their campaign, XR's founders, Gail Bradbrook, Roger Hallam, and Simon Bromwell, analyzed different social movements over history. They decided on a decentralized, non-hierarchical structure that gives great autonomy to local community groups and professional groups, such as Doctors for XR, Lawyers for XR, etc. The parent organization dictates general rules of behavior and dates for communal action, but that is all. "The majority of protests that happened this week I won't know about," said XR strategist Sam Knight before the October 2019 disruption.
Has it come to France?
Yes. Extinction Rebellion France has more than 90,000 followers on Facebook and occupied the Place du Châtelet for a week last October. But in direct contrast to the approach of the British authorities, The French police made no attempt to move them, and the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, voiced her support for the movement. Disappointed by this laissez-faire reaction, Ex Air France is considering how to be more provocative in future, but still obey Ex Air's core principle of nonviolence.